I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
Manny Collins' mother is breaking her silence for the first time since his father was charged in his death. Another weekend of road closures and a massive Asian food festival this weekend in the Twin Cities. I'm Mark Fry, and this is the 830 on the go for Friday, July 11th. Our top story, Governor Tim Walz has set the date for a special election to fill the House District 34B vacancy left by the death of Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman. The special election will take place September 16th with the special primary election Tuesday, August 12th, if necessary. WCCO radio political analyst Blois Olson.
I think the issues of the day will be about who can carry on her legacy and who could possibly, you know, kind of represent what Democrats are trying to find as their new lane against the Trump administration.
Republicans, meanwhile, will likely push back against the DFL agenda and Governor Tim Walz.
This is a seat that Melissa Hortman had to run for three times. So when she finally got elected, it was a flip of a Republican seat from a Democratic seat. And that shows the way in which parts of the suburbs have shifted.
And the nomination window opens for 1 week beginning this coming Tuesday. Manny Collins' mother is breaking her silence for the first time since his father was charged in his death.
Speaking outside the governor's residence, Manny's mother, Ashley Berry, recalling her son as a loving, family-oriented kid, saying she ultimately hopes justice can be served in the case against Manny's father.
I never saw them signs. I've been knowing this guy since I was 14 years old, and I'm going to try to get him a little benefit out of doubt. He loved his son. I let him live out in California with them for years. He picked them up from my house and dropped them back off. There was never no
signs. We're concluding
because if it was, I would have never let him go over there.
Jordan Collins Sr. has been charged with one count of second-degree murder. He was arrested on Monday and is currently being held at the Anoka County Jail on a $2 million bond. His next court date has been scheduled for August 4th. In St. Paul, I'm Taylor Rivera. News Talk 830 WCCO.
Irritating, yes. Necessary, yes. Are we talking about more major freeway closures this weekend? Also, yes.
Basically, there are only so many good weekends to get the necessary work done, as frustrating as those closures may be, even to WCCO radio hosts.
If you have to go through it, it pisses you off. And you're like, what the hell, MnDOT? Give me a bleeping break.
But as Adam Carter also mentions, the roads don't fix themselves, something MnDOT spokesman Kevin Walker has to find a way to say nicely and with empathy just about every week.
We know it's difficult on travelers, especially when they live nearby the construction activity or they're trying to get to a sporting event or a soccer game.
In short, have a plan and pack your patience. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
One of the biggest outdoor Asian food festivals is in the Twin Cities this weekend. Nearly 50,000 people expected to attend Panda Fest at the Mall of America. Festival founder Biu Biu Xu says in addition to food, the festival celebrates Asian culture through live performances.
Thai dance, line dance, or the K-pop. And also we have the 15-foot inflatable giant panda. And everyone with a ticket, they can get two gifts. One is inflatable headband, and one is customized Twin Cities features pin.
Panda Fest runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the mall's north parking lot. Tickets are sold out, but a select amount could be released to the public online throughout the weekend. As earnings lag, Minneapolis-based Target Corporation is calling another of its biggest departments back to the office. Leadership has notified merchandising and sourcing employees they are expected back in the downtown Minneapolis headquarters 3 days a week starting in September. Target's chief commercial officer Rick Gomez saying more time together in the office will help them grow their business faster, solve problems quickly, and build stronger relationships. It's been a while since we've had an air quality alert to talk about, but that's changing. Northern Minnesota under an alert for unhealthy air. until 6 Friday night due to smoke from Canadian wildfires. WCCO-TV Chief Meteorologist Chris Schaefer.
Those Canadian wildfires are still raging. It's not like they were put out. We've just had weather patterns that have kicked that smoke away from us.
As for the Twin Cities, he says we could see some haze, but the smoke should stay elevated. Minnesota's children face stark education challenges, according to a new report.
The 2025 Kids Count data book shows 69% of fourth graders in the state aren't reading proficiently, and 66% of eighth graders aren't hitting basic benchmarks for math. Education Minnesota President Monica Byron says an ongoing teacher shortage isn't helping either.
We need more professional teachers in the classrooms, because if we don't fix that workforce problem, it's going to be difficult to make progress on those reading and math scores.
Adding to this, the report notes that 130,000 Minnesota children living in poverty rely on supplemental education programs, something Byron says could become a casualty of the Trump administration's proposed 15% federal education cuts. Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
Striking nurses at Health Partners in Stillwater are back at the bargaining table to try to hammer out a new contract.
What do we want?
Fair wages!
When did we want them?
Last week!
What do we want?
The four-day strike ends today, and there's no indication of further job actions. Health Partners reportedly called SEIU leaders yesterday to schedule today's talks. Heather Eggers is among the union members.
We just need to stay strong. Let's finish strong today. And we're just all hoping and praying that when you guys get to that bargaining table, that Health Partners has heard our statements, has seen us out here, has heard the politicians that have been out here that support us, that our community supports us.
Health Partners administrators say they want a fair and financially responsible agreement. In Stillwater, Al Schock, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The Minnesota Chamber of Commerce is looking for the next coolest thing in its second annual contest.
Minnesota is known for producing a number of well-known products.
Minnesota makes so many different products that we're not familiar with.
That's Ann Yoder with the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce, which is now taking nominations for the coolest things made in Minnesota contest. She says the winner last year was Scotch tape made by 3M.
Another one of the finalists last year was called the Action Track Chair. It's an ATV wheelchair. It's manufactured out of Marshall.
Other nominations included...
Last year we had aircraft, pepperoni, LED displays, blankets, playground equipment.
Nominations are open now through August 15th with the winner announced in October. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
And a staple, the Twin Cities bluegrass and folk music community will pluck the strings for a final time at the end of the month.
Just doesn't seem right, Marv.
Marv and Don Menzel opened the Homestead Picking Parlor in Richfield nearly 47 years ago. But with rising costs and retirement long overdue, the picking will stop.
It's kind of a mixed blessing that the rent went up and we were unable to continue seeing our way clear of continuing a business. Yeah, we're okay with it.
The universe was talking to you.
The universe was talking to us.
As is almost every news outlet, it seems. So what's next?
We do have twin granddaughters out in Colorado that we do plan on seeing more often. We'll be able to go to more concerts.
Concerts they couldn't attend before because they were working. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
And thank you for tuning in. You can find the On the Go and all of our other podcasts at WCCORadio.com and on the Odyssey app. I'm Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.